This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. More than 60,000 Coloradans have used tax credits funded by the Inflation Reduction Act. That's the signature federal climate bill signed into law 2 years ago. CPR's Ishan Takor has more.
James Warren and Haley Schroeder's Denver home has a new addition, a heat pump. The appliance cools and heats far more efficiently than a traditional AC or boiler, and can be powered on Colorado's electrical grid, which is moving towards renewable energy. Warren says the couple used a mix of federal, local, and utility tax credits to shave thousands of dollars off the final cost.
Any of these technologies that are out there are going to make us live a little bit greener, a little bit cleaner. Truly, the time is now.
More federal rebates are expected to arrive this winter. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
Colorado students reported more safe to tell concerns than ever before last school year. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
Safe to tell is an anonymous reporting system for students and others. It received more than 28,000 reports last school year. That's the highest in safe to tell's history and 25% higher than just last year. The most common issues reported in July were suicide, cyberbullying, and welfare checks. A constellation of factors is impacting youth mental health. Pressure from school and parents, a rise in social anxiety stemming from the pandemic, and climate change. There's also increasing evidence that youth access to social media is having a detrimental impact on their mental health. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Two deputies working at a jail in Pueblo were assaulted by an inmate over the weekend. According to the sheriff's office, one deputy was taken to the hospital for a serious injury. The other deputy had minor facial injuries. Authorities say the incident is under investigation. The suspect is in jail on felony robbery and assault charges. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thanks so much for tuning in. More news at CPRandKRCC.org.